Hello, and thank you for calling the Media Collective's free-form question and comment line, 312-DRY-TOFU. This week's prompt is laziness. Please tell us a story about laziness from your life. Like, what's your laziest moment of the day, week, month, or year? How should one spend a lazy Sunday afternoon? Or who is the laziest person in your life? Please tell us about this and anything else, and we'll post the audio on the Media Collective's website. That's themediacollective.org.
The prompt is still fire. Fire. You're fired.
Yes. Oh, dry tofu. I have to say, you're kind of lazy every now and again, not getting the audio up in time. But other than that, you know, you're not too bad. At least you do get something new up. Get the fire clip going for a little while. Laziness. I view a lot of people in our society as lazy individuals. A lot of people don't like reading about the current news regarding the world around them, or the country they live in, or even the state, or shit, they don't even like reading about stuff that happens down their block. This disturbs me to no end. I wish people would engage their communities more and, you know, really become involved in the way things are in their lives. I mean, you are kind of the way you are because of how you are, if that makes any sense. And myself, I can be kind of lazy. I do enjoy, as you put it, a lazy spring afternoon, just sitting, maybe drinking some coffee, reading a book, enjoying the outside, listening to the birds, watching the bicyclists and joggers and walkers with their dogs, and, you know, just enjoying the life surrounding me. So, quit being lazy, go to bed early, wake up early, and, you know, get stuff done. Thanks, Dry Tofu. Trying to be on time this week.
My laziest time of the day is right after work, because I like to relax, because I need it, a de-stressing period of time. I don't really know many lazy people. There was this one time where I was observing a classroom, and the teacher, she was very lazy. She was this very large woman, and she came in, she waddled in, and she sat at the desk and proceeded to bark instructions to the students, and all worksheets and handouts that she had, she made a student come up to her and hand them out. She never left the desk. She seemed very lazy to me. And my laziest moments are when I have assignments due. That's mostly procrastination, but I'll just lounge around and keep putting it off. My dream lazy moments are warm summer days, sitting outside. That's the ultimate in laziness and happiness.
Yeah, well, you know, let me tell you about laziness. We are just getting back here from spring break. And well, it turns out that out of the 5 laboratories that I needed to get completed for this week, I have just barely started the first one. Well, it turns out that such laboratories are not due until the end of the semester, but Professor says you shall turn those labs in a properly manner and time yourself so that you don't have to work extra hours at the end of the semester. Well, the thing is that I haven't been putting enough time on these labs, so as we are speaking of right now, I am trying to crank up those numbers. All right, well, Dry Tofu, that's my comment for today, and I hope you have a nice, merry rest of the week. Talk to you later. Take care. Bye-bye. Do good work and keep in touch.
A lazy Sunday afternoon. That's what this is right at this very moment. I happen to be at a friend's house. We're just hanging out. So that's a nice way to spend a lazy Sunday afternoon. Although I just happened to write on my Facebook this morning that I couldn't wait for the weather to get warmer to be able to sit outside and read a good book on a Sunday afternoon. That's a lazy Sunday afternoon, and I sure do like them. All right. Thanks, Dry Tofu. Bye.
I spend every Sunday being lazy. This Sunday, I wasn't too lazy. I did work until about 3 o'clock, but now I'm just going to be lazy. Right now, I am on my computer building a house in The Sims. That's how lazy I feel right now. It's good to be lazy. It helps you recharge your batteries and, you know, you don't get burnt out on all the things that you were doing during the week. It gives you a chance to recoup and feel good and maybe not hate next week as much as you would really want to.
Hi, laziness. The laziest person I know is John. He does have a job, but he's lazy. He has this weird thing. I have the way we do our recycling and trash, we don't have a trash can or a bin or anything inside because it's too much of a hassle to put it up on top of things. You can't really even put it up on top of things. And you have to put it on top of things because our trash-loving dog will freaking tear the trash apart and eat it and spread it all over the house. So we do plastic bag from the grocery store, like hanging on something in the utility room with trash, and then a paper grocery bag with recycling on top of the washer. And John is lazy because he can never get the recycling into the designated recycling bag. He will either leave it on the counter in the kitchen, his beer cans normally, or he will even go as far to put it directly in front of the bag for recycling, but can never get it in. I don't understand why he does this, and it drives me crazy. But, yeah, that's my story that popped into my head about laziness. Have a wonderful day.
My laziest Sunday, I generally lay around, and sometimes I call the cops because somebody stole all my weed. Unfortunately, that didn't turn out very good. I had an incident, and they ended up arresting me, as it turns out. Funny story, actually. But, yeah, that's generally it. All right, adios.
Laziest person in my life would probably be myself. Actually kind of proud of that, but... And the most I'm lazy would be at work, because why should you work hard while you're at work if you still get paid? I don't see anything wrong with it.
This has been another installment of Dry Tofu. Please give us a call and share your thoughts at 312-379-8638. That's 312-DRY-TOFU. Dry Tofu.